got me thinking that you say. Thought you were my baby. Hate the way you play, baby. Had me out here looking crazy. I gotta teach you how to love me. Teach you how to love me. Teach you how to love me. Gotta teach you how to love me. 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 Gotta teach you how to love me. 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 Gotta teach you how to love me. 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 Gotta teach you how to love me. And even if I mess up, you were never supposed to give up. And there's another man inside. Don't you give up, wait, what is mine? And I know I ain't perfect, but you know it's worth it. I teach you how to love me, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
The headlines. Civil Service Commission recruits over 3,000 health workers, and government optimistic about copper output target. The Civil Service Commission has announced the recruitment of 3,205 health workers across the country. Speaking at a press briefing in Lusaka, Civil Service Commission Chairperson Jolwe Beyani disclosed that the Commission promoted and transferred 2,149 officers under the process, which was done in two phases. He has added that this resulted in the recruitment of 2,205 first appointments, with an additional 1,000 arising from natural attrition, including retirements, resignations and contract expirations. Dr. Beyani further revealed that cholera volunteers were employed under this category, as well as persons with disabilities who were allocated 10% of the vacancies.
News 360.
Government has expressed confidence that Zambia is on course to achieve 1 million metric tons of copper production following a record-breaking output in 2025. Speaking during the Public-Private Dialogue Forum, PPDF, Mining Technical Working Group meeting held at Mulungushi International Conference Center, Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Hapenga Kaveta said last year marked a historic milestone for the sector. He noted that the achievement reflects the positive impact of ongoing reforms and strengthened collaboration between government and the private sector. Dr. Kaveta further highlighted key legislative reforms undertaken in 2025, including the enactment of the Minerals Regulation Commission Act and the Geological and Minerals Development Act.
News 360.
For international news, we monitor the BBC.
A top Iranian official has told the BBC that the US has to choose whether it wants war or peace, as the ceasefire appears to be fraying. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Saeed Khatibzadeh said that after Israel's massive strikes on Lebanon on Wednesday, Tehran sent a message to Washington, which he summed up as, "You cannot have your cake and eat it at the same time." President Trump has said that US attacks will resume unless what he called a real agreement was reached and fully complied with. European countries have said Lebanon must be included in the ceasefire with Iran. The Israeli military says it carried out more strikes on Hezbollah facilities overnight. Lebanon's health ministry says more than 200 people were killed by the strikes on Wednesday.
News 360.
The US dollar is trading at 19 kwacha 32 ngwe. The Great British pound, 26 kwacha 4 ngwe. The euro is trading at 22 kwacha 64 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 18 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Atletico Madrid took a huge step towards reaching the Champions League semi-finals as they claimed an impressive win at 10-man Barcelona. The visitors had not won at the Nou Camp since 2006, before Wednesday, but goals from Julian Alvarez and Alexander Soloth secured the win in the first leg of the quarter-final. Barcelona were the better side for much of the game, but a foul on Giuliano Simeone by Pau Cubarsí just before halftime proved pivotal. The defender was initially shown a yellow card by referee Estevan Kovacs after sending Simeone flying as he broke through one-on-one, but that was changed to a red card when Kovacs was asked by the video assistant referee to review the incident on the pitch side monitor. Alvarez then compounded Barcelona's misery by superbly sending the free kick beyond the goalkeeper's reach and into the back of the net. The match ended 0-2 in favor of Atletico. Lusaka has intervals of clouds and sunshine with a couple of showers, mainly early in the day, with the highs at 24 degrees Celsius, Tonight will be cloudy with a shower in some areas late, with the temperature dropping to as low as 15 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Civil Service Commission recruits over 3,000 health workers, and government optimistic about copper output target. My name is Terence Makondo.
Different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages. 96.5 Rock FM. Lusaka.
What this one delivers. This is One Republic. Need Your Love.